Dreamscape presents Betrothal or Breakaway by Leah Bruner. Narrated by Alex Picard and David Bendenna. Trigger warnings. This work of fiction contains mild language. This book has themes of child neglect, past, bullying, past, and the death of a pet, nondescriptive. Prologue. Amber. 26 years ago, second grade. I walk into my classroom feeling confident and ready to make new friends in second grade. Mom ironed my pretty green dress and told me it looks okay with my red hair. I wanted to wear a pink one, but Mom said she had a teacher once who made her read a boring book, and the book said redheads don't look good in pink. I have no idea why she listened to a book called, what was it called again? Band in Green Marbles, I think. I still think my pink dress would have been better. All right, Amber, have a good day, Mom says, standing above me. She doesn't crouch down to get on eye level like other parents seem to do with their children. She also doesn't hug me goodbye. Her blonde hair and blue eyes are so pretty, and I remember a comment she made about how I got my looks from my dad. I've never met my dad, but my mom doesn't like him, and she definitely doesn't like that I look like him instead of her. And remember, you're just as good as everyone in that classroom. Don't let anyone look down on you because of where you live or the clothes you wear. I have no clue what she's talking about. My clothes are fine, and our apartment might be small, but it's clean. I even have my own room. We painted it pink. I can have pink walls, but not pink dresses. Okay, Mom, I say, hoping she might bend down and kiss my cheek. But she simply glances at her wristwatch. One of her boyfriends gave it to her. And leaves. I head inside my classroom and smile at a few of the girls already seated at their desks. The desks are in group of four, and each one has a name taped on top. I look around for mine. When I find it, I drag my hand over the top. It's laminated and has colorful apple stickers surrounding my name. A snuffling sound grabs my attention. It sounds like someone's crying. I spin in a circle trying to find where the sound is coming from. After a few seconds, I realize it's coming from under the group of desks where I'll be sitting. Getting down on all fours, I see a boy curled into a ball rocking back and forth as he cries. Hey, are you okay? I ask, even though he's obviously not okay. He doesn't answer. I glance from side to side, noting that our teacher, Miss Montgomery, is in the front of the classroom speaking to a few students and not noticing the boy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?